be God citizen-like, be good, be virtuous, be benevolent, like the way you always pray to God. God, you're compassionate, have mercy on me. Leave the fish people in the river, in the ocean alone, so they can benefit you, make you healthy, happy, and peaceful during your life, and make your children healthy, no sickness. Make your elderly live more comfortably until the day God calls them home. Be the mercy that you ask from God. Be the compassion that you demand from heaven. Be the benevolent being, like God-like children. Why always pray to heaven for gods, for deities, for Almighty to bless you, be merciful upon you, forgive your sins? Why have you sinned? Then even if you don't pray, God will love you, God will protect you and give you everything you need. Everything you need, not everything by your greed, or of your greed, or from your greed, okay? Blame no one except yourself if your life is not well. Be good. Be a child of God. Be a humane human. Then your life will be perfect. And thank you, all of you, for trying your best to live according to the faith that you follow, according to your conscience, your heart. We have a heart who knows what's right, what's wrong. We have a soul. We have a mind to know that other beings suffer as much as we do, so we will not make them have any pain, including the animal people, the tree beings, or the grass, the plants in the forest. Leave them alone. They are the medicine for you by giving you oxygen to talk first. They give you oxygen to live. And they also give you medicine. They give you shade. They are the medicine for you also. And they are the oxygen that you need desperately. Without it, you will die. So they are your benefactors. Fish people in the sea, in the river, they do their part to clean the rivers, to clean the ocean, to absorb the CO2, to breathe out oxygen for you, to dissolve all the methane as much as they can. If you leave them alive and plenty, without them, we will have only methane and carbon dioxide, and we die. No need to worry about the war from Russia or anything. Everybody would die if we don't have the ocean healthy, intact. If the forests are not protected to give us air, good air, no need to worry about war or anything else. If you continue to kill babies, you kill more babies in a year than any war that we have seen. Or we have experienced. The war in Ukraine up to now killed, for Russia alone, maybe 750,000. That's what they said. Okay, not even 1 million yet, if I read it right on the internet and the news. But babies died, 73 plus million per year. Think about that. So then don't care. If you don't care about anything, if you don't care about your life, your family's happiness and health, you don't care about the planet, you don't care about the fish people suffering by your fishing vessel or hands, or if you don't care about the animal beings alive, crying, suffocating, cutting their throats, well, alive while kicking, you don't care about anything. You don't care even about your sickness from eating the animal people products. You don't care about all the doctors and nurses having to work day and night, sleepless weekends, just to save you because you eat animal people, making yourself sick. If you don't care about any of that, then President Trump and President Zelensky don't bother to make peace. Just a fight with each other, shouting at each other for the whole world to see, air all the dirty laundry out. Don't make peace. Who cares? Don't care. Yeah? Why bother making peace or trying to negotiate? And why bother shouting at each other? Why? Who cares? Nobody cares anyway, huh? Okay, I'm sorry if I offended any of you, and don't talk in a friendly way, but you forced me into it. And for the first time, I give in. I give in to my frustration and tell you all this in a very unfriendly tone. But I am not sorry to have said that. I'm just sorry if I have hurt your ego. If I have, that's it. Okay. Now, I hope you all listen to my talk and change your way of life before it's too late, before you see more tsunamis, before you see more earthquakes that destroy the whole nation, even, that really destroy,
break
the whole nation into the ocean. It will come this year. You don't have to wait too long. If you guys, all of you, continue this way, that way, destroying the planet, destroying God's creation, and pushing yourself away from God's love and God's grace, then all this will happen. More pandemics, deadly pandemics. Not even by the virus, man-made virus, to kill you, humans, on purpose. Until very small number left, because they worry the other population will eat all the planet's food, and food is in shortage nowadays, and water everywhere is drying up, yeah? And more stronger earthquakes, more stronger disasters, and stronger viruses. Too many viruses nowadays. You read in the news, you know it. I collected some and gave it to my news team, but I can't collect everything. My time is limited. I have to work day and night for the Supreme Master television show. Sometimes my editors, my team makes mistakes by typing or misunderstanding. So now I even have to change some of the food that I told you about, the no-pain food. Like for example, one is the pain food. They put it as no-pain food. Like the Vietnamese coriander, and I only knew it later, very late. It started with maybe the first editors already. And luckily I knew it and I changed it. And then also lately, the last batch they put it on like what? Let me remember just now, I have too much to work, I forgot. Basil. I just showed them one basil. Thai basil is a no-pain food. And I say others have pain. But I didn't say which one yet because I didn't have time to research into which basil has pain. You see? I also have my work timing and I even eat only once a day, simple. I even don't have time. But I have to eat. Food for me is also a kind of a medicine for karma to kind of dilute, neutralize some of the things that I cannot do spiritually. Just even it out some part of the karma I have to bear. But just a little, not a lot, but still I have to do it. Because if a little karma here, a little karma there, every day, it will pile up into a big high skyrocket. And I am a very fragile old woman, you know? How can I live on to help whoever needs my help? Maybe many of you think you don't need my help, but others do need my help. I have to live for them. I'd be happy if I could go to my home tomorrow, Timkutu's spiritual domain. But I just can't pretend that nothing happened. And I'm here already. I stay until my last breath to help you. Whoever needs my help, whoever believes in me. If you don't, if you choose to turn away from me, turn away from God's love, then I can't do anything. Just too much pain in my heart thinking about that. Thinking of the hell, terrible, horrible, unimaginable hell waiting for you. For eons, even not just a few years or 100 years or 1,000 years, you have to spend time in there. Not all of you are lucky to spend time in hell even just 100 years. And that will hurt me. Only if I go home to my Timkutu land, then I will not feel pain anymore from your pain. Your pain, your karma will not be able to reach me then. So now I'm here, I do my best. At any risk, at any price, to do what I can, just because I love you. I love all beings, and it pains me to see any being suffer while I am still in this physical domain. So don't think I eat or I take care of myself or anything or go away in the wilderness to protect my safety because I'm afraid of death. No, there is no actual death. We just take our suit and wear another one. Astral suit or the causal suit or Brahmin suit. And higher up. After the Brahmin suit, we wear other kinds of suits, but more spiritual, more glorious, more beautiful. And we don't have to suffer at all. We don't have to come back to this physical suffering world or hell at all, ever. Unless you want to choose to come back to help some of your ancient friends, ancient family members.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.